It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 20 of season 2 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Number 20. What are we going to talk about?
Number 20.
Can you think of any good number
20? I can.
Bernie Kosar.
Bernie Kosar. How about Barry Switzer?
What?
I'm kidding, not Barry Switzer.
I was going to say, how about Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, Barry Sanders.
He's a great number 20.
I was going to say, I need one that I know.
Yeah,
I know Barry,
you know
Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
I know Barry Sanders.
Yeah, throw a hockey player in there for.
Yeah, what's a good hockey player number 20?
Well, Barry Sanders is at the top of ranker. Ed Reed, who was a great defensive back for the Ravens, I hate to say it, he was number 20.
Mike Smith,
Ray Allen for the Boston Celtics,
Mike Smith,
number 20.
That was good.
Brian Dawkins, the defensive back for the Eagles. Frank Robinson was number 20. Mike Schmidt, exactly right. Number 20. Looking for a hockey player, Tyler. Going down. Lou Brock was number 20. That's a pretty good one.
He wasn't a hockey player.
Starting to peter out, I think.
Lou Brock. There wasn't a hockey player in the top 10.
Okay. That's fine.
I always try to think of a Razorback, and I can't really think of one right now.
No. Number 20, though. We're there. 20th episode of the second season. It's like 68th overall, I think it is. I can't quite remember.
I think there were 47 the first year.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you may be right.
Yeah, yeah. It's somewhere.
You probably know
there.
More than I do. You're
There's been
man.
Some bonus episodes here
That's
and there
right.
and all that. But yeah.
But
two,
you know
almost
what we
two
got?
Solid years.
You go know ahead. What we got?
Yeah.
Basketball.
We do.
Running out our ears.
Lots of it.
I mean, it's coming out. Yeah. I mean, got it all. Kind of wrapping up the quote preseason. Some teams already playing conference games, but going into the holiday tournaments and then getting ready to go full board in January into February into the playoffs, looking at state championships in March, you know, at Hot Springs. So got a little ways to go there, but I was still going to start talking about it and see what goes on.
That's right.
I think we start off talking about the Leopards tonight. Tony, we watched them play.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time in Rattan. Antlers, sorry.
Antlers. Yeah. And the Lady Leopards won so much, there's talk of changing Leopard Fight to Boomer Sooner. So.
Yeah.
Yep. I became an honorary citizen of Antlers, Oklahoma.
They gave Greg the keys of the city.
Oh, nice.
They gave me the keys of the hospitality room.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great. The most important thing.
That's right. We worried about where we were going to eat all the way over there, and we decided we'd just go in the hospitality room.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They were so nice.
Honestly, I don't know what that is. It sounds like the cafeteria at a hospital or something.
No. Yeah.
It's the hospitality.
It's not. It's like a
potluck with a bunch of women that can cook.
Nice.
Yeah. Just for the coaches and referees.
And you.
And media.
Yeah. Did you have a press pass on your hat?
No, I had one wrapped around my neck.
All right.
It always says on the door, administrators, coaches, officials, there's always stragglers like me there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I found my way to the one at Nashville last week.
Yeah.
That'll wander into any of them.
Yeah.
You just got to act like you belong.
But it was really good. But the basketball was good, too, last week for the Leopards and Lady Leopards. Leopards, two wins last week. They beat Falk and they beat Antlers in the tournament over there. You know, and the Leopards and then they lost two games. They lost to Holdenville and Moyer.
It was the same thing in each game, Greg.
Yeah.
It was third quarter struggles coming out of the locker room. The Leopards play a solid first half and then find themselves down 8 or 10, start the fourth quarter.
And then try to force things.
Right.
And just, you know, it kind of falls off the cliff from there almost. And it's not like they got beat badly, but
sure.
I mean, it's just what they did in the first half, it seemed like they lost it at halftime. They just need to keep playing and not take a halftime break. God, you can't do that.
Basketball almost seems like any other – or unlike any other sport where, like, it's the second half. More realistically, the fourth quarter is the most important part of it, you know?
Well, but you got to stay close enough that the fourth quarter matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I mean, and they managed to do that for the most part, but they just can't get over that hump.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened to them that, again. Last night they played Poland. And they lost by 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
And
same, a game that was tied at halftime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same thing happened to them. And yeah. They hung in there, but they just couldn't get over that hump. And had some great plays. Sam Graham, 2 double-doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Won the last game of the Antlers tournament, then won last night.
Yes, again. Sam is playing really well right now.
Yeah, he really is. And I think they're just trying to figure out the mix. And that's part of what the preseason's for. I mean, you get to the conferences when it really, really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking for a little bit of improvement out of them will make a huge difference. And so, looking at Lady Leopards, they're now 14-0.
Almost as impressive as that is that we broadcast every game of the Antlers tournament.
That's right.
That was tough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Me and Jordan Saturday
while. For a while.
Only, fortunately, Tony raced over there and saved me from myself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I tuned into a little bit. I was, No, I'm kidding.
It is one of the difficulties of doing basketball games is it's not like football.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a football game, there's one football game. It's going to start at a certain time, mm-hmm. basically. You may be a minute or two off.
Sure.
But you go to these basketball games, some of them have JV games, some of them don't. Especially in tournaments, they're never at the time they start.
No, they're a unique animal. And even baseball and softball, they try to start those on time unless there's weather.
Yeah.
Back to what you first said there, though, you go to some of the Derek's games and officials we have, it is a lot like football.
Oh, really?
It's been pretty rough.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough. But at least the games are. But the starting times, so we get over there, Tyler, fortunately, most of the time is around where he can adjust it for us.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday, you were unable to, so we had to hit a hard start time. And we did that, which was about 35 minutes before the game started. And Tony was otherwise engaged, so I was there by myself for that with Jordan.
Yeah. At one point, he was just running down the list of his top five.
I was hosting a teen white elephant Christmas party, so don't make it seem like it was –
But
I was loafing getting out there.
No, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it like that. But
Tony was in the hospitality room.
Yeah.
I was wishing I was. And probably everybody else was too. We finally got to playing music. And so, of course, Jordan did a great job. It's just it's just something that you got to live with.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I talk for a minute, go to 3 minutes of commercials, mm-hmm. talk for a minute, go to,
song.
Back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth.
But anyway, enough about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we want to talk about is the Lady Leopards, who they played Falk, beat them. They played 3 games over there. I'm not sure. Did they mercy rule everybody?
Yeah. Well, there's no mercy rule.
No, there's not
one.
Had
there been one, we would have mercy ruled everybody.
They won by 30 points. They were the champions. They beat
the people over there. Was very impressed by that. There were a couple teams that thought that they could give us the game, particularly Valiant and Tushka. They could not.
Yeah.
They couldn't stay with us.
Yeah.
And we talk about this on the radio when we're doing the basketball games. One of the things is it's not just one play. It's the constant pressure and relentless, never-ending, defense they play that wears you down over the course of the game. And what you handle in the first quarter, by the fourth quarter, you're just throwing the ball away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with little pressure or no pressure, a lot of unforced errors, just runs team ragged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most impressive win of the week for me was last night against Poland. Probably one of the top 15 teams in the state.
Yeah.
And their class, maybe the top team.
Yeah.
Or one of the top teams. Lady Leopards got to the mercy rule on them, 31 points victory so a great, great win for them. Last night, both teams go to Morrilton Friday. The boys are
their boys are 5-4.
Yeah.
And their girls are 5-7.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that. We're going to leave tomorrow as soon as this. Yeah.
As soon as Gilfavor packs up the wagon train.
That's right. Yeah,
and get Rowdy Yates on that. And
Any good places to eat in Morrilton? Not sure yet, huh?
I don't know.
All right. You'll find out.
It's so far away, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely find out. Yeah, there may not be, but there are in Conway. I know that.
Yeah.
15 miles away.
We'll That's right. Perfect. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Tyler, do you know what their mascot is?
The Morrilton, I'd say the Morrilton, they're the Morrilton Marauders, and they're like a Minotaur or something like that, or no?
So close.
What is it?
The Devil Dogs.
Oh, yeah, that was right, the Devil Dogs.
Yeah,
so.
They're the Devil Dogs.
Okay, so it's like a Cerberus, three-headed
There's
got to
be
dog.
A story behind that.
Yeah, I
love stories about how teams come up with their mascots.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's got to be a story behind
So
that.
Is it like a red dog, like Clifford or something, or is it... Like, you're not sure?
Clifford okay. the Big Red Dog.
With big red eyes.
We can only hope. Devil Dog.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
And we've got one more thing to do, Tony. We need to pick a Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week for this week. Who you got?
Man, there's just so many choices. I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking we go boys this week.
Yeah, I like that.
I think we go Sam Graham.
I like that.
Yeah. We're going to go with Sam Graham. He had two double-doubles and just played outstanding basketball for the Leopards. And
couple double-doubles.
Yeah. Yeah, did a great job. So Sam Graham's going to be our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week this week. Now we can move on. We're going to talk about the Horatio Lions. Horatio Lions, lost a couple of games last week. They lost to Murfreesboro 45-18. They also lost to Spring Hill 54-37. Lady Lions beat Murfreesboro 37-29 and Spring Hill 57-48. Got two players here, Tony. Daniel Gordon had 19 points against Spring Hill for the boys there. And then remember him from when we saw him play.
Right.
Paige Williamson, an outstanding young lady player for the Lady Lions, 15 points and 12.5 rebounds averaged last week. So right. two good players there when you look at –
Is that we had to tell Philip Fields, Greg? You only can pick one.
Yeah, I know. I know. And we'll get there. I just want to mention real quickly before we talk about that, this week they play at Dirks, and we'll get more info on that here in a minute.
Well, by the way, that's going to be our the Queen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Yeah.
So we'll probably mention that a couple of times because we'll talk to Tuttle here in a little bit.
Yep. Yep. And then they're going to play Acorn Friday night. Looks like, Lady Lions had a really good week, and the Horatio State Bank Lions Player of the Week, Tony. You got any thoughts on that, or you want me to go?
I want you to go.
Well, I'm going to tell you with the two victories for the Lady Lions, I think we got to go with Paige Williamson there.
I'm good with that.
And so Paige Williamson is going to be our Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week there. And congratulations to them on a good week, and I look forward to see what they do. That Dirks Horatio game, that's tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a game. That's going to be a war.
It is. I'm going to tell you what, those are two young, good girls basketball teams.
Yeah.
That's also my game of the week because it'll be too late by the time this comes out, but the baseball team's hosting a chili soup fundraiser. So,
well, that makes it your game of the week, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, y'all are
no hospitality room.
Not tonight.
Oh, okay.
It should be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a great game. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing what they do next week. Moving on, let's talk about the Foreman Gators for a second. Foreman Gators, lost two games last week. They lost to Cutter Morning Star and also to Murfreesboro. Lady Gators lost to Cutter and to Murfreesboro also. And both of those teams play at Spring Hill Tuesday and play umpire Thursday. Tony, you're going to be amazed when I tell you who the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week
DJ
is.
Anderson?
You got it. You picked it. You picked it. DJ Anderson's going to be our Gator Player of the Week, and we appreciate Horatio State Bank for sponsoring that. Congratulations to DJ Anderson for being the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
DJ Anderson's a solid guest to probably 50 questions.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put Foreman in front of it and say who, DJ
that's
Anderson,
a
probably
guess.
A good answer.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You want to talk about Costa River Eagles for a second? Now we can do
actually,
that.
Actually, first.
Okay, let's do
let's
this.
Let's talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, as we haven't talked about any of our fine, fine sponsors
we
yet.
We have not.
No, DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. You call either of those numbers, schedule an appointment, and you are going to be very happy with the veterinary services that you receive. Amazing place to drop your furry ones off if you're always a little worried, you know, leaving them overnight. These are great folks. They're going to learn your pet's name. They're going to do their absolute best to make sure that you feel comfortable, your pet feels comfortable, and the actual services that need to be done are of a quality standard that cannot be beat here in Sevier County. So, and Little River County, rather. So don't
you know,
forget
you know
that.
What the best thing I can tell you about Dr. Martin is?
Yeah.
My little Shih Tzu, Daisy, he is one of the few people other than Debbie and I that can touch her bottom.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. He goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she trusts Dr. Martin.
Dr. Martin has that, you know, he's got that aura. He's very good with animals. First of all, he helped me through a very difficult time with my cat when I brought my cat home, who was deaf, by the way. I picked him up off the street, and he had ringworm. And that was a two-month process of getting rid of that. And Dr. Martin would, you know, tell me, bring him back, no charge. I just want to check him out. And he kept going over him with a black light until it was all, you know, obliterated from his system. And I was able to incorporate him into the family after
he's
that.
Top-notch, man.
Yeah, he's top-notch. And then, you know, just taking the cats over there for any kind of spay neutering has been just very pleasant. And then even in the most dire situations where, you know, unfortunately there's no other options, he's a great guy to have. He's gotten incredibly good, you know, you'd still call him bedside manners,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think you would. I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. So literally all around routine, you know, small surgeries all the way up to, you know, whatever you need, they're going to make you feel very good.
Large to small, they take care of them all.
That's right. A roach to a giraffe.
That's right.
He will do his best to make sure that you're going home as happy as you possibly can. So Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital, some of the oldest sponsors we have on this podcast. We appreciate them so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Casa Todd, huh?
Yeah, let's talk about Costot for a minute, Tony. The Eagles and the Lady Eagles both played a couple of games last week. The Eagles are 6-6 now, and you know, good team, but they lost to El Dorado.
Isn't El Dorado 6A?
Yeah,
I don't wonder if that was a scheduled game or something.
It was in that tournament at Nashville.
Okay,
I watched that game, and El Dorado is really talented.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what, that to lose to El Dorado, especially that close, is not there's
no shame in that.
No,
for sure.
No,
and you got anything to add to that? You saw it, so
the Eagles when they defeated Derrick's a couple of weeks ago. You know, I think I talked on here about they overwhelmed us, you know, made us look slow, just really quick team, and they got a dose of the same thing. So it was really impressive to watch that El Dorado team play ball.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, so then after the loss to El Dorado, they beat Cedarville by two. Didn't see that one, did you, Jeff?
I didn't go to Cedarville.
Okay. Well, I thought you might have went up there, you know, just had a little spare time. But had to be a great
spare
game.
Spare time he's got.
Yeah. Just not enough. Not enough to go to Cedarville.
Well, I got spare time. I just don't have a road map.
You know, that phone's got GPS on it. 59-57 win over Cedarville. So I'm sure that it had to be a great game, man. Lady Eagles just, you know, going through a process. They're 0-13
going
now.
Going through a rebuild.
Yeah, lost to Nashville
much like El Dorado, no, there's no shame in losing to the Scrapperettes.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Tony, you got anybody for the Union Bank of MENA Eagle Player of the Week? Yeah,
we're going to go with Easton Johnson for the Union Bank MENA Eagle Player of the Week. So the Eagles and Lady Eagles host Boonville on Tuesday, and then in a kind of a scheduling quirk, they host Cedarville on Friday. So they're going to play Cedarville back-to-back weeks.
All right. Sounds great. We appreciate that. And you want to talk about UA Costai now?
Of course I do.
Let's do. Their best sponsor, they just came on recently, but we appreciate them so much for sponsoring us. And there's so much to talk about with UA Costai. I mean, they're kind of in a lull right now because they're in between semesters.
Yeah,
they just had their graduation last week. Took 2 days. There were so many graduates, from RNs to associate degrees to certificates. All those different things they had over the last weekend over at the historic Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium.
Absolutely. And looking forward, talking about the UA Costai Colts, of course, they have played their last game of this year on Saturday against Murray State College in Tishomingo, Oklahoma. But looking forward, January 6th, which is a Monday, you can go down to the historic Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium on the 6th at 7:30 p.m. to watch them play National Park College. They have a bye right after that.
Defending national champions.
That's what I was going to
really?
Say.
Really? Yeah. National Park College?
Yes.
All right. So that should be a fantastic game to go and watch. If you haven't seen a Colts game, you owe it to yourself.
That's the one to go see.
That's right. That's awesome. Yeah. And then plenty of games after that. But really, we'll just look forward to that. That's a big game. And it's going to be their first of the new year. So very, very cool. There's a ton of different ways you can support the Colts. You can go to uacostatcolts.com. That's the first way. Just give them a hit on the website. Brand new website. It's fantastic. It covers everything under their athletics department. And if you're one to do so, you can indeed donate to the UA Costai Foundation. And specifically, you can donate to their athletics department. Basketball, soccer, shooting sports, they do it all year round. Very, very cool. On top of plenty of programs of study that is offered at UA Costai.
Yeah, there's so many we can't even talk about them all. But you can go from high school to getting your bachelor's degree out there, and
Absolutely. They
just got so many different programs. They work so well with the industries in our area to provide training that they need for their employees, and they do that in such a way that it is minimal, if any, cost to the employers and helps them out. And it also helps the employees out and raises the standard of living in our area.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a Swiss Army knife, UA Costai. They do so much, including those high school programs that you just mentioned. UA Costai offers college-level courses that high school students can take even before graduating with their high school diploma. We know a couple folks that have graduated high school with their associate's degree.
That's right.
2 years away from their bachelor degree. Already, they're only 18. Yep. Incredible. UA Costai has so much to offer, and we appreciate them so much for stepping on to be a sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. It's a perfect match, and they're great. We got Steve Cole. Whatever you think of him.
Great guy, man.
If there's one guy who can motivate you to get down to a UA Costai Colts game, it's him. He really deserves to.
One of the things I just want to mention to you, you talked about them playing Tishomingo Saturday. Not sure they did that.
No?
And they may have. I don't know. All I know is when I was going to Antlers, I passed them. Their bus was on the side of the road.
Oh, no.
Coach Stan Asunu was standing outside.
Cole was changing the tire.
I did immediately talk to Steve to make sure that they were aware.
Yeah,
and because, actually, I had to go over a hill because there was no signal right there. You know. But I went over Hill, got us to talk to Steve.
Yeah.
He was aware of it.
So okay.
They were working on it, and they may have made it. I don't know, but I do know they were on the side of the road and been there for a little while.
We'll have an update for you next week.
Okay,
yeah. They made it to Tishomingo.
We'll find out if they made it to Tishomingo and what happened
there.
The
rest of the story.
Yeah, that's right.
We could have a whole episode talking about Steve Cole.
That's right.
More than one.
Yeah. The Cole Show.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be. We could do a new podcast.
With Steve Cole?
No, about Steve Cole.
Yeah, I've done a few radio broadcasts with him.
Yeah. Did you get a word in?
Always fun.
We love him.
Yeah, he's great.
Steve Cole, great guy.
He is great.
Yeah.
And we appreciate UA Costop for sponsoring and helping the kids out in Southwest Arkansas.
Absolutely. We move on.
Let's move on. You ready to talk about outlaws? We got the man.
We got the main outlaw himself.
That's right.
On his very own mic this time. It only took 2 years.
Yeah.
But. But it seems to be working pretty good.
It does.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Well, so what you got for us, Jeff?
We'll start with the senior boys, Outlaws. They had a rough week. They dropped 2 games last week. You know, they played early in the week. They played Caddo Hills.
Was it dark in there?
It may have been because we didn't shoot very well.
We've always thought that place
was a little bit dark.
Yeah.
I mean, shooting troubles, I'm wanting to say, we lost by 10.
We never shot the ball there well there either.
Mm-mm.
Lost by 10, 50 to 40. I believe we were 14 of 45 from the field, 1 of 20 from three-pointers.
Mm.
I mean,
that 1 of 20,
lost by 10.
Yeah, that 5% from the three-point line will get you.
You know, the Outlaws were led at Caddo Hills by Landon Young. He had 17 points, 8 rebounds. Colton Gadberry had 9. Peyton Beckman, 7 points. Dylan Moore, 6. You know, so it was they just didn't shoot the ball real well. And then they traveled to Cutter Morning Star Friday night. And they lost that one 61-48. It was a good ball game, back and forth ball game, you know, most of the night, and Cutter pulled away at the end. The Outlaws once again were led by Landon Young, 17 points and 4 rebounds. So 17 against Caddo, 17 against Cutter.
What class is Landon Young?
I'm going to say he averaged 17 last week. He's a senior.
Okay.
You want to get your calculator out and figure it out?
Because it's going to get trickier later on.
Yeah.
But Landon had 17 points that night. Dylan Moore, 11, 5 rebounds. Ben Ernest came off the bench and gave the Outlaws a good game with 7 points and 5 rebounds. But, you know, 2 losses last week, and, you know, they're coming together. I mean, moving on to the senior girls, having a good year.
Yeah.
And they won Tuesday night at Caddo Hills, 67-21. And, you know, we've seen – somebody else had played Caddo earlier, hadn't they? Maybe I'm making it up.
I think Horatio played them.
Okay, was it Horatio?
Yeah.
And the Lady Outlaws were led by Addison Hill, 18 points and 5 steals, followed by Miley Harrison, 15 points and 5 steals. And when they score 67, everybody gets into the scoring. Riley Simmons had 12, Aspen Pugh 12, Gracie Thigpen 12. I know that probably doesn't add up to 67, Greg, but
I didn't
get it all down there.
Yeah, that's not quite 12.
But a big win for the Lady Outlaws, and then Friday night they traveled to Cutter Morning Star, another conference game, and depending on what website you go to, Cutter on Match Preps, they have them ranked number 1 in Class 2A.
Yeah.
Mm. I think they have the Lady Outlaws ranked number 4, 65-63. The Lady Eagles defeated the Lady Outlaws in – it might be the best girls' game I've seen in a few years. I mean, it was really, really fun to watch. Lost by 2 and missed 4 free throws with less than 10 seconds left in the game. Now, one of them they missed on purpose because they'd missed one and had to have the ball back. But, I mean, it was a tough one to watch, but or a tough one to lose. Mm-hmm. You know, the girls were disappointed, but they played a great team and played them a great game. And conference game, they'll probably see them a few more times this year.
Right.
They were led in scoring Friday night by Miley Harrison, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, Addison Hill, as always, in the mix with 16 points and 7 rebounds. And Riley Simmons had 15 points and 5 rebounds. So,
any of y'all ever have the moment like where you're having to throw free throws last 10 seconds, you only need 2 points?
I was never on the floor when the game was on the line.
I've done it.
In my dreams, I guess, and I didn't do it. No. You've done
it? If I was in the game, somebody was up 30. Yeah.
I actually made it was a 1-1. I made both ends of the 1-1. This was at Gillum, when we were playing at Gillum. Tuttle, I don't know if you remember the clock at Gillum. Do you remember it? You know, it wasn't like digital. It ran around like this, and the last minute it turned red.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, and so who know whatever happened? I hit those two free throws. They throw it down. They call a foul with no time left on the clock. Carl Higgins, who's still around here all the time, great basketball player. He made two free throws, and we lost. We went up by one, went down by one. Yeah.
Hey, but you stepped up.
Well, I made those two.
So what was the pressure? The pressure was crazy, right?
You know, that's been way long ago, man.
You don't remember?
I mean, those kind of gyms. I'm going to tell you, those days.
He didn't feel any pressure.
Those days, you know, one of the things about the gyms we played in, And being these local games, you know, if you go to Dirk's now or you go to DeQueen now, the gyms are so big that you don't have that same feeling that you did. I mean, you could not hear in the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
everybody's sitting right on top of
it. Yeah, they're right there, and there's like only 5 rows, you know, so it's packed.
The umpire, Tyler, you need to go to a ball game at umpire.
Yeah, you need to go see umpire's gym.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Well, I could just imagine being there. Boo, you suck.
Hey, when you sit at umpire, you sit
– How's that different from any other day?
Yeah. You sit on the floor.
You sit on the floor?
Yeah. You really do. But anyway, I think it's a little bit different. It's one of the things Tony and I talk about a lot of times on the radio is how we love these games when Dirks plays Horatio or DeQueen plays Costot River. You know, because those games – they're local, you know, you get some back and forth, you know, and I know that
crowds.
Yeah, good crowds. I know that like Horatio or Costot River or Dirks, I know they kind of play closer teams. But when we play conference games, they're so far away. Most teams that we play in our conference bring 5 people.
Yeah.
You can hear our radio call at Camden Fairview. Just because there's no noise.
Yeah, it echoes.
You can hear us call the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like our conference game Friday night at Cutter. I drove by the log ride at Magic Springs before I got there.
Yeah.
Just down the road.
Oh, man. Well, I cut you off, Jeff, too. I know we got some other stuff we need, some need-tos, so.
Well, I'm just going to go with Todd Moore, Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week, is going to be Miley Harrison. She had 15 points and 5 steals against Caddo Hills. 17 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals.
How many did she average?
I'm going to say 16.
Hey, good. There you go, man. They did teach you something up there.
So congratulations.
I smelled something burning, and it was Tuttle figuring up that scoring average.
And they play Horatio tonight?
Horatio tonight. It'll be too late for everybody to get in on chili soup supper by the time you hear this.
How much is it going to be, that chili soup supper?
I think it's a donation is what Coach Ernest was telling me the other night. Because I asked him.
That would be an interesting game just to go watch and just sit in the stands, especially a girls' game.
Yeah.
Y'all don't play chili tonight?
Huh? Yeah, we don't play tonight. We played last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the few instances where we record on the day it releases, too. So this all should make sense to you. Unless you listen tomorrow.
Unlike the rest of our episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
If it all makes sense to you, you're in big trouble. Yeah. I can tell you.
You might ought to go see your doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
You probably need medication.
Ooh, really good podcast. I'm following along.
Horatio comes to Derek's tonight, conference game, and then Thursday night at Derek's. All games are at home this week. Thursday night, the junior teams host Arkansas High. Both Outlaw junior teams doing really well. Lady Junior Outlaws are undefeated on the season right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday night, all 4 teams, both junior and both senior high, play at home, and they host MENA. So, busy week of basketball.
No kidding.
And one of the things you might want to mention about that Junior Lady Outlaw team is, and I'm going to assume this, their 2 best players play on the senior high team. So if those two ninth graders went down, just imagine what they'd be doing.
Yeah, two leading scorers on the senior high team are both freshmen.
Yeah,
but it's a good chemistry between that whole senior high team. I mean, they're leading scorers, but man, they're all fun to watch.
Yeah. They really are going to be great. Going to be great as they move forward too. It's mm-hmm. going to be really good. So, anything else, Jeff?
Yeah,
I don't think. I think that's all I have.
Okay, that's all you have. Well, if you're listening, there is one thing erroneously missing from this podcast so far, and it's really the fifth mic. We got to get to Jim Cross.
Jim, good to hear from you this week.
Hey, good to be with you guys. It's fun to get basketball rolling and excited about the conference week. We got Prescott tonight and Genoa on Friday, so that'll get the conference season going. And we played Hope on Tuesday and played Washington Chapel on Friday. We might as well play the Razorbacks on Friday. Washington Chapel's pretty good. But we had played well against Hope. The girls won. The boys played
news,
with
Jim?
Hope. Yeah, I got some good news.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, the girls beat Hope, so that was a good victory. The boys played with Hope, had a chance to tie the game with 2 minutes to go, and so I think Coach Smith was pleased with their effort. So R.J. Forbes didn't play. He was hurt. Tegan Gillum didn't play. He was banged up a little bit. So two of our starters from last year didn't play against Hope, and we played within, I think, 6 points of them.
Yeah.
And played well. So that's a good sign for the future.
And so you went to Watson Chapel and places to eat.
Well, I'll sum it up, guys. They scored a whole bunch, and we didn't score much.
Okay. So that's probably enough talk about that then, huh, Jim?
Yeah, we don't want that's my hometown anyway. We don't want to talk about that.
I was going to say that's where you're from over there. So you got to see some old acquaintances. I won't call them friends, but old acquaintances.
Yeah, old acquaintances. Yeah. And, you know, they brought back some old memories that I didn't really want to talk about.
Jim's going to need therapy by the time this episode is over.
We might all.
You're talking about going into conference season this week, though, right?
Yeah, we play Prescott tonight, and that's always a huge game. And that's kind of a rivalry game. And, you know, a lot of guys know each other, and ladies know each other, and play summer ball together. So it's always a game that's kind of circled on the calendar. Prescott's always very athletic. And so it'll be a challenge for us, but Coach Smith has the boys playing well, and kind of understanding our limitations, and then at the same time, the Jerrica Hubbard with the girls, they're small but very athletic, and so she's I thought she did a good job the other night. With, like I say, we're small, so we get in foul trouble, but she waited till the fourth quarter to press, and we were able to kind of cause some turnovers and extend the lead and put Hope away. And LaKenya Williams had a really good game. I believe she had 13 points. And then Mackenzie Gillum didn't score a lot of points, but she played really good defense on their star, Tanasia Young, who's ever been a 6'1". And I'm not sure we would be 6'1 if we got on somebody's shoulder. And so McKenzie played really good defense and held her to 9 points, which I really thought was the key to the game, because I was afraid that, you know, she might have 25 points and we'd be in trouble. But McKenzie Gillum, the senior, scrapped and just played fantastic defense. And, you know, she fouled a little bit. But, Young did not hurt us, which I was very surprised by that. And then in the boys' game, Antonio McDuffie, he had 20 points, and he kind of, yeah, he's very good. And he had two good guards as well, and but we were able to kind of play at our pace, and I think that was a key. And like I say, the guys played well. Dominique Ware came off the bench and had some good minutes for the Panthers and the boys. And then also Bryson French, the sophomore, he played very well. I believe he had 9 or 10 points himself. So the guys played well. And in the boys, we want to keep it in the 40s and 50s. And that's what they were able to do against Hope to keep it close.
All right. Hey, do you have a Domtar Panther Player of the Week?
I think it's got to be Antonio McDuffie. And I have a feeling that Antonio McDuffie and LaKenya Williams are going to kind of be the safe answers all year long. They're our leading scorers. You know, they take the most shots. They're the most aggressive. And, you know, it's up to them to kind of lead us and have a big season. And so far, both of them are having a fantastic senior seasons.
That's awesome, man.
That sounds great. Jim, anything else you want to add before we let you go today?
Yeah, I wanted to share that Zamaria Roan, who plays basketball, she signed a track scholarship with UCA on Wednesday. And so that was a huge deal here on campus. So we want to congratulate Z Roan, as we call her. And she's a wonderful young lady. And I'm telling you, folks, she can hurdle with the best of them. And obviously, by UCA give her a full scholarship, that says a lot about her.
Congratulations, Z Roan.
Yeah, congratulations to her. Now, I got one question for you, Jim. So she is the Roan family of, like, the pro football players and all is that same family?
I'm assuming there's some connections there. It got to be cousins or I'm assuming. I don't know that for a fact. I know Ernest, and he's been around a lot for the program, but they've all got to be kin at some point.
Yeah. that's kind of what I was thinking. The athletic ability just shows out in that family, you know. She continues that. Congratulations to her on her signing with UCA for a track scholarship.
Yeah. Man,
that's great news. We love it when kids do great.
That's exactly right.
And the great thing about her, fellas, she's even a better young lady. She's a cheerleader, great student, yes sir, no sir kind of person. I mean, just as sweet as she can be. But when you put her out there on that track or put her on the basketball court, she is a competitor. And so
that's what you like to hear.
That's right.
It is. It is.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you calling in every week and keeping us abreast of all things Panther. We look forward to hearing from you next week, and go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Hey, sounds good. Appreciate you guys.
Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Big thanks to Jim Cross for calling in and joining the show every single week. I think we got some awards to get to.
We do, and Tony, we've got two or three things to just clean up to finish up the high school basketball for the week. Looking at the Toad Thumper Lure Boys Player of the Week.
We're going to go with Antonio McDuffie from the Ashdown Panthers. No surprise, probably one of, if not their best player, and a great athlete.
Yeah, and the girls, the Horatio State Bank Girls Player of the Week is going to be?
From the Horatio Lounge, Paige Williamson. Congratulations, Paige.
Yeah, great week. 15 points, 12.5 rebounds, double-double.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really good. And so one more thing. The Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area this week is going to?
It's got to be Shaylen Lyle. Scored 80 points in the Antlers Blue and Gold Classic this weekend. She was by far, in those three games, she was by far the best girl in the whole tournament. There were eight teams, and nobody had an answer.
And she was the MVP of the tournament.
Yeah, she was the MVP of the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
And scored 30 last night.
Yeah, scored 30 last night against
them. Yeah, so it didn't just end there. So
who did we play last night?
Poen.
Yeah, Poen. Yeah. That's right.
Congratulations to Shaylen Lyle for being our Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Adderose Designs Player of the Area this week. We appreciate all our sponsors for sponsoring all the kids and what they do for athletics in Southwest Arkansas. We have that pretty much sums it up for high school basketball. Got a few things to talk about. You want to start out with Arkansas basketball real quickly? Had a big win over.
We could skip the first one if you want.
Yeah, well, we'll go back to it. I'm not skipping it. Yeah. I'm just saving it.
Yeah.
I'm saving it.
Yeah.
But Arkansas basketball, big win over Michigan earlier in the week up in Madison Square Garden. Down by 15, got back up by 18, and ended up winning by 2. you know, I mean, a crazy game. You know, that was I listened to some of it on the radio, but didn't get to watch very much of it, just the very end of it. But a crazy game, but a big win for them.
Yes.
I think
one of our sponsors went to that game.
Oh, really?
The Toad Thumper crew.
Well,
all went to New York. And
I was going
to
say.
They had a business meeting there.
Nice.
And they got to go to Madison Square Garden.
What happened to us? We're not part of the crew?
I don't guess.
Yeah,
if there was one game, if there was one game to go to, I feel like it would have been that one.
Oh, that'd been cool. And actually, another one of our sponsors went because Ned Hendricks was there.
Yeah.
and his family. So there are more than one, you know. So we had a couple of people there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And been to Madison Square Garden, have not seen a sporting event there.
Mm.
It's a pretty cool place.
I've been to a garden.
Yeah. I want you to come to mine and help me till it next year.
I've been to a beer garden.
Oh, yeah. Different kind of garden.
I've landed on Marvin Gardens.
Yeah.
You know. I've been to Olive Garden.
Thank you very much.
All right. So that another game that Arkansas won was against UCA. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, they won.
They were supposed to.
Yeah, they should have won. But, you know, Cowboys, Packers both win. Packers played.
Tony takes off the headset here.
Packers, worry about my hair.
Packers played
Seahawks,
and they won that game. Cowboys, they played the Panthers. Carolina Panthers, and they won that game.
Supposed to.
Yeah, and they should have won that game. Nothing big news there. I think the biggest news is that Pittsburgh lost to Philadelphia. Mm. And no shade on Pittsburgh, because Philadelphia is really good.
How big of a rivalry is that?
It's a pretty big rivalry for two teams to be in separate conferences. They call it the Pennsylvania State Championship. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles have had the best of us lately.
Lately, too? Like, so it's been a while?
It's been a while since the Steelers have won the game. Of course, they only play like every 4 or 5 years.
That's right. Okay.
And it seems like they always play in Philadelphia. It's a scheduling quirk with the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I still think Pittsburgh's one of the teams to beat to go for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think they're playing really well.
Big, huge game this weekend, because the Steelers had a 2-game lead in the division. Now it's 1 since Baltimore won. And they play the Ravens Saturday. Mm. So that Ravens could even that up. If they beat the Steelers Saturday, the Steelers could clinch the division if they beat the Ravens. So,
well, that's exciting.
And they've owned the Ravens.
Yeah.
They've beat them 8 out of 9 times.
And so that begins the bizarro weekend of Tony.
I'm telling you, as good as last weekend was, this one was terrible. Because I was so excited about Marshall going to the Independence Bowl. Then we lose our coach. We hire a coach, and I like the hire. I think it was a good hire. But 29 guys go in the transfer portal immediately, which is a whole other discussion. And Marshall ends up having to withdraw from the bowl that's closest to me to go watch. Mm. So that was a kick in the gut.
Yeah.
And then the Steelers lost on Sunday. And then last night, Marshall was playing for the soccer national championship against Vermont and lost 2-1.
Oh.
So it was It was not
triple threat over the weekend.
Yeah, well, it was not the best 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, talking about Marshall withdrawing from the bowl game, me and Greg, we talked about it as we were walking in this morning. I've had some people, you know, mention to me, they said Arkansas had 25, 26 people enter the portal, and they're still playing.
Well, but, the key is what positions.
That's what I was going to say. If you have one kid at every position enter the portal, you're good to go.
Yeah.
If you have two quarterbacks, two running backs,
Marshall has 3 quarterbacks in the portal and 6 offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And is that because of the coach change?
Partially.
Yeah, and Marshall had a great year. They won the conference. They've got kids that Power 4 conference teams want, and they're getting doled out money. And Marshall can't compete at that level of money that they're getting. And, you know,
Neither can Arkansas.
I can't blame the kid. I blame the NCAA.
Yeah. Did you think it would be like this?
I saw the possibility of being like this. Lane Kiffin has said the smartest thing about this that I've heard anybody say, and having the transfer portal after the regular season and before the bowls would be like the NFL having free agency before the NFL playoffs start. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he doesn't mind the transfer portal, because he took 3 Razorbacks.
Well, I had friends texting me, because I'm kind of the local, not local, but the far away Marshall guru, and they're wringing their hands. And I said, guys, look at the other sites. We got 17 Power 4 kids headed in the transfer portal to us.
Yeah.
But all the 29 Marshall kids that are in the portal and the 17 that are headed back our way, none of them can play in any bowl game.
No.
For anybody.
That's right.
And that's the crazy part. You know, thousands of kids, maybe not thousands, maybe a thousand kids get taken out of the bowl games because of the goofy transfer portal when it's set up to go.
I mean, you have more bowl games now than ever before,
right?
And less kids to play in them.
And one of the things I think about, I think this NIL money and the portal part of it too, has made these bowl games less significant for the players.
Yes,
because before, you know, what part of the deal for the players of going to the bowl game was the swag they got.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it was significant. You know, they get PlayStations, they get, you know, different things like that. And you know, that was a big deal when they weren't getting anything else.
Right.
You know, now when you're making $250,000, you don't really care if you get a PlayStation or not. You got one.
Right.
And a PS5 too.
Right.
You know, and
your own mic for the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, you're transferring to another podcast.
Marshall took a lot of heat for what they did. I personally, and I'm a son of Marshall, but I think it was the noble thing to do. You know, you're down to 40 players and your fourth quarterback and probably just enough offensive linemen to if somebody gets hurt, you're playing somebody who doesn't play offensive line. What kind of game would that have been for Army?
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't get affected by the transfer portal, you know? And
could you imagine that?
Well, yeah, there's a lot more commitment at Army than there is at Marshall. And you know, the thing is, Marshall would not have been a worthy opponent for Army. And Marshall walks away from a $2 million payout. The Independence Bowl is a $4 million payout. Marshall walks away from $2 million, and they could have fielded a skeleton team. But I actually think it was the noble thing to do.
This whole thing is crazy.
I'm not going to argue.
Yeah.
I think that there won't be very many teams do that. Probably more should, but I think they. I mean, if I hadn't heard a whole lot about it, but what I have heard about it is basically they're going to have to take one of those special 5-7 teams.
Was Louisiana Tech?
Yeah, which was the 17th one they went to.
Right. Well, and probably worked out good for the Independence Bowl that it is Louisiana Tech.
The
crowd, because it won't,
I don't think it'll be a competitive game. The line says it's not going to be a competitive game as well, but they will get a better crowd.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about that?
No, I'm heartbroken.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know. So one of the things that we were thinking about doing is picking the bowl games. We got to do that, right?
That's right. And the first round of the college football playoff.
Yeah, which I'm upset about. I'm upset that they, you know, if they're going to have all those games, they shouldn't be playing the NFL games at the same time. Because I want to watch the Steelers and the Ravens Saturday, but I don't want to miss one of these playoff games either.
Right.
Because they could be really good, really good games.
They make these things now where you can record stuff.
Yeah, I know.
This is corporate greed. This is corporate greed. They're forcing you to buy two TVs.
Yeah.
To watch both.
Well, you know, and you can split it and watch it.
If you got YouTube TV, you can split it four ways.
Yeah, you can.
Only $100 a month.
Yeah.
And it's going to go up to 82.
Okay.
Yeah.
but it's just one of those things where I, you know, especially when you get to this, I don't like the split. Mm. And I don't like the record. Mm-hmm. I like it live.
Yeah.
You know, because no matter what you do, you can ask Gary Stewart. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to tell you what the score is.
Yeah.
And you can tell everybody.
Gary Stewart gets a shout out on the Southwest Arkansas Sports.
Well, you know why, right?
Yeah.
Because
he
told everybody, I don't want to know the score of the Razorback game. Somebody walked in, they won!
It wasn't 5 seconds after he said it.
Yeah. And you know, and that's what happens every time. And so I'm not big on watching something when I already know what the score is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just
you have to isolate yourself. You have to put your phone away. You know,
and if you're going to do that, you might as well be there watching.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I just think that, especially this year, this college playoffs is big enough that it ought to separate from the NFL. They ought to defer to it, you know, just for one weekend, really, is all it'd be.
Well, you could put these games, you really couldn't put them on Monday night either, so.
Yeah, well.
Maybe Friday night.
Well, there is one Friday night.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
You'd watch it on the road to Morrilton on your
on the way home. Yeah. I can record it and watch it on the way home.
That's right.
Twice. That sounds like a depressing song.
Yeah, yeah.
On the road to Morrilton.
On the road
Not
to
as
Morrilton.
Depressing as Leroy the reindeer.
Yeah, yeah.
Redneck. I heard that on the way in, and I won't be able to get that out of my head for a week. Oh.
The great Joe Diffie.
We'll play it again.
All right. So there was a bowl game over the weekend. Greg and I had talked that we would pick South Alabama. They did win the game. I'm going to give you guys the win, too.
Sweet.
So everybody's starting one.
Oh, I was going on that.
You was going to pick Western Michigan? You're crazy.
I was thinking Jackson State, but.
Oh, no, no.
That was a different game. Yeah, so that's how much.
South Alabama beat Western Michigan, I think 30-23. Mm. So what we'll do is we'll go down the bowl games that we have to pick this week. We'll stop at the ones that start Monday, and we'll pick those next week.
Mm.
Okay? So we're going to record Monday next week. If not, I'll get your all's picks by text. So there's actually 6 bowl games we have to pick, and then 4 college football playoff games we have to pick today.
Okay.
Are we ready? All right, the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. Greg and I actually attended this bowl last year. Marshall was in it. And
it wasn't the Scooters Coffee, though, was it?
It was. I had a Scooters Coffee while I was there.
Okay.
Yeah. Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl.
The way they sell these names.
Hey, it was really crazy.
Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The bowl game was fun. I enjoyed it. You know, went to
the stadium Marshall. Was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was. It's one of the newer stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, the Mountaineers, who are my nemesis, my arch enemy, they're in the Frisco Bowl this year, and they're playing number 25 Memphis, and the line on the game is Memphis is a 4.5-point favorite. So the Mountaineers and the Tigers.
Where are the Mountaineers first?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
I'm going Tigers. I'm not going with the Mountaineers.
Me too. I'm going just on principle, and that I want to go to heaven. I'm going with Memphis.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't West Virginia heaven?
It's almost heaven.
Okay.
The part that's in Huntington.
Okay.
my pick, John Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. Just pick him.
You ought to hear some of the logic this guy comes up with.
The Mountaineers don't have a coach right now.
They've hired a coach.
But he won't coach
this
guy. He
will not coach the Bulls.
So I'm going with Memphis.
All right.
The home of Elvis, by the way.
Am I supposed to pick two?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going with Memphis.
All right. That's a good pick, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That way you don't fall a game behind.
But I don't want to say my reason.
Oh,
I'm afraid.
Please
do. I was gonna say, I figure they play better ball in Memphis than in West Virginia. I just feel like that's true.
They definitely there's a bigger, the city of Memphis probably has more recruits in it than the whole state of West Virginia.
That's what I feel. Yeah.
And that's not inaccurate. All right. The Boca Raton Bowl. Marshall's also played
the White Hairs.
it's the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers and the James Madison Dukes. And James Madison is a 6.5-point favorite.
Okay.
I got to go with the Sun Belt. I'm sticking with James Madison. Greg's going the same way.
I hate to say I'm going that way, too, just because, yeah, he was a decent president.
I mean, I love Dolly Madison products. So I'm going James Madison.
All right. The Art of Sport, L.A. Bowl. And it's the Cal Bears.
The Art of Sport.
The Art of Sport.
I bet you that's a good one.
L.A. Bowl. The Cal Bears versus the number 24 UNLV running Rebels. And the Rebels are a 1-point favorite. But the Rebels had a coaching change.
Yeah, they don't have their coach.
Right.
Cal Bears.
Cow Bears?
Cal.
So oh, you,
Cal
you might Bears. Think that UNLV would be a bigger favorite. You know, a coach goes in the transfer portal, you can probably go ahead and say 10 kids have jumped in just because of the coach. Hmm. So UNLV probably would have been maybe a double-digit favorite in this game, and they're 1-point favorite because of the situation they're in. UNLV had a couple weeks to go in the season. They had a shot to make the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, my deal with them is I wonder who went in the portal.
Yeah.
See, that's what.
Well, and that's why the line's a little bit helpful. You can tell some of their talent is in the portal.
Yeah. But if it's their quarterback and their running back.
What happened to the Herd last year.
Yeah. I mean, that makes a whole lot of
difference. Y'all want me to make the first move?
Sure.
I'll go Cal.
All right. Tuttle's going Cal Bears.
Me too.
Greg's going Cal Bears.
I'm going Rebels because Billy Idol.
I'm going with UNLV as well because I don't know.
All right. So that's me and you versus them.
Yeah.
We got this one.
All right.
No worries.
The RL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Hurts also played in this one. Is Georgia Southern is a 6-point favorite over Sam Houston State. I'm going Georgia Southern, staying with the Sun Belt.
Me too.
Georgia Southern.
Yeah, Georgia.
All right. The Staff DNA Cure Bowl is the Ohio Bobcats versus the Jacksonville State. I'm not even sure what their mascot is. I will tell you, Jacksonville State hired or lost their coach. Rich Rodriguez has been hired by the Mountaineers after they fired Neil Brown. Ohio is a 3-point favorite. I'm going Ohio.
Yep.
I'm going Jackson with the upset.
Oh, okay.
Ohio.
All right.
And Crosby, Stills, and Nash had a great song.
I'm going Jackson.
I usually don't go with things from Ohio.
That's
it. People from Ohio are the worst drivers in the country, by the way.
So, yeah.
And I'm not apologizing. I'm not backing off of that.
Yeah.
You Buckeyes can't drive.
Yeah.
All right. Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl is Tulane versus Florida. And Florida is a 13.5-point favorite. And I got to think that's all transfer portal.
Hmm.
Because I don't think Tulane would be a 13.5-point underdog. They would have been during the season.
Hmm.
I would have thought they'd have been favored.
The Gasparilla Bowl is in Florida, so I think Florida will. I think, and Florida was really excited about their football team at the end of the season. Their fans were. I think they have a lot of people there. I'm going with Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I will too because of SEC.
Tim Tebow's a great Christian man, Florida.
All right. So that's all of the minor bowl.
Wait a minute. He didn't pick.
Yes,
he did. I did have Florida. I'll go Florida.
He did.
I didn't hear him.
I don't have a witticism on that one, so just home state advantages.
Yeah. The home state advantage.
And I think the Jackson, we're going to go with the Stonewalls. That'll be their, that's their mascot. I know you don't know it, so we're just going to go with them.
Well,
yeah.
It could be right.
I think they're Jacksonville.
Yeah,
are
they Jacksonville the Bulls? State. No.
Jackrabbits?
Well,
it's okay. All right. All right.
It's okay. Look at
it. It doesn't matter that much. We probably got to finish this up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else about? Well,
we've got the college football
playoffs. Oh, we do have the college football playoffs. Yeah. We got to do those. Those are important.
Mm. Oh yeah,
they're the Gamecocks.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's why I didn't know it.
We already got a Gamecock.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. All right. The college football playoff first game we're going to pick is Clemson at Texas. Texas is an 11.5-point favorite. And that, there's probably a good reason for that.
Yep.
I'm picking Texas.
Me too.
Yeah, as much as it pains me.
I hate to. But I don't want to buy dinner either.
Oh, is that what's on the line here? I bow out. I'm buying a house. So I can't afford it. I can't afford to lose. We're doing sports betting now?
The winner of this game gets Arizona State. The next college football playoff game, which I think is the best one of the day. And,
you
and
take
the reason
Texas?
I think Oregon got just hosed. Is number 9 Tennessee at number 8 Ohio State. Ohio State's a 7-point favorite.
Hmm.
Ryan Day's job's probably on the line.
I'll take Tennessee.
Where are they playing at?
At Ohio State.
At Ohio State.
Man.
I'll take Tennessee.
I'm taking Ohio.
I'm taking Ohio State as well at home.
Can I change it if it snows up there?
No changing. You got to look up that forecast.
No boxies. All right. Number 11 SMU at number 6 Penn State.
Hmm.
Penn State is a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Winner gets Boise.
I only know one thing about Penn State. It's not good.
I've got to take the home team, but I really want to take SMU.
I'm taking SMU.
I'll take that one, too.
You're taking SMU?
SMU, yeah.
Just karma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take SMU because they're coached by an Arkansas boy.
Nice. Right. There we go.
Just picked up a game on you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably.
You know, and talk about snow. The winner of that game gets Boise State. And the weather, I mean, it's going to be in the Fiesta Bowl, but this could have potentially, if Boise State had been in the college football playoff first round, somebody would have been cold this week.
Yeah.
All right, Indiana at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a 7-point favorite.
Yeah, that's no question. Notre Dame for me.
I'm taking Notre Dame as well.
Indiana.
Me too.
I mean, you got to make the move somewhere if it's dinner's on the line.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so in the college football playoff, there was a lot more variance than there was in the early bowl games. So we'll pick
That's because none of us know anything about those early bowl games. Just got to go with it.
We'll pick them as they come, and we'll have the results.
That's fun. Week. That's fun.
All right. Well, that pretty much closes it down for the week. We'll get this out as quickly as possible so you can hear all the basketball action. We appreciate everybody that calls in or sends us their information so we can get it out to y'all. And we really appreciate all our sponsors. And thanks finally to the kids.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones we do it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.